Hey Morris, how are you doing?
Yeah, great, and happy week, everyone.
So today we're chatting about immersive technologies, and there are kind of multiple different ones. You've got VR and AR. What are the difference between all of them?
Immersive technologies is a big umbrella term. It means that we're going to do something else except for using our five senses to interact with not only the physical world, but this virtual world, things that live inside of our mobile, inside of our PCs, or inside of a game. So that's a big umbrella term. And in that, there are a number of different ways that we can do it. One of them is virtual reality. We put on a headset. We've all seen pictures of them. Many of us perhaps have used them. And this headset kind of turns us into a black world. We don't see anything at all. You can't see through it. And we then project onto that some kind of an image. It might be a game or whatever experience we want. So totally immersed in the digital world. When we go to AR, augmented reality, we're putting on a headset, but we're not only seeing what's inside that headset, the digital world, but we're also seeing the outside world. So we overlay on what's already existing, what our five senses can see and experience, with a little bit of digital. And a great example of that for some of our listeners, and maybe Apples you remember too, was back about a year or two ago when we had that Pokemon game that people were running around in the parks and they were trying to find Pokemon bits and pieces, but they were literally in their own environments. And then the next one is the one I think is more likely into the future, and that's mixed reality, which is a bit of both.
It's amazing that something that is getting more and more prolific in the gaming world is actually having real impact in industry. What are some more examples of how all versions of reality have been used?
And that's quite phenomenal. You're absolutely right. It's often seen as a gamer's space, and that's one of the purest examples of it, because it makes perfect sense there to escape for that period of time, to enjoy life in that space and do what we do, meet people. But we are seeing it in a much, much broader sense. We're seeing it in training, for instance, that it's a great educational tool. Instead of talking, you know, trying to teach children French, for instance, in the classroom, we can actually virtually or in an augmented sense in the classroom through these headsets take them to a virtual France and get them to buy croissants, get them to play games in French, get them to experience, to immerse themselves, which is always a much better way of learning. So this immersion there, education scene is a great one. Doctors are using it and using it really well, and I think wisely and incredibly. They're able to pre-trial some of the more dangerous or more difficult operations like brain surgery on a virtual patient with all of the bits and pieces, because all the x-rays, all of, you know, everything that we have as a digital being, and they can pre-trial the operation on that virtual facsimile of us, which is called a digital twin, until they're absolutely confident and competent, and only then go into the theatre to perform the real operation on the person. We're seeing it in manufacturing. We're seeing it in all kinds of spaces now. It's quite fascinating and going to grow extraordinarily over the next decade or so.
One place that I've seen it in Albany is at the WA Museum. They were doing a tour of the night sky. It was really awesome to see, because the only other way you'd be able to experience that amount of stars would be going to the middle of the desert. Are there other small businesses in Albany that could benefit from this technology?
I think for everybody, this is a really incredible technology. And for people in regional areas like Albany, there's a possibility now, there's a really strong possibility of doing business around the world virtually without having to leave physically. You can, as we've done over the last 2 or 3 years, we've proven this experiment. We can sit virtually inside of board meetings, have conversations, provide products and services to people all around the world through augmented or virtual reality as if we're there. We can now also prototype products, because that's one of the great things that's coming out of this. You know, it would have taken, or it did take, 10 to 15 years to build a new car, because we physically built the components, we air tested it, we did all kinds of things. We're doing that now in virtual space, and in the time of a couple of months to a couple of years, that can be done from Albany. You can become all of these people. The boundaries now are not just physical by all the wonderful resources and businesses of Albany, but you can be sitting smack bang in the middle and literally make contact and engage with the rest of the world through augmented and virtual reality, which is why I think it's an incredible boon for all businesses.
Thank you so much for this insight today.
A pleasure as always. Have a great week, everyone.
Maurice Mizzell, you can find him at www.morrisfuturist.com. Albany's 783 Triple M.